Weyburn, have a little fun and participate in the Rollin' with the Gnomies. This event is hosted by the Weyburn Arts Council and the Weyburn Art Gallery. To participate, residents can join the Gnomies Facebook group to join into the hide and seek fun. Gnomes will be introduced and hid around our community one at a time. Each will have a name and a backstory. Today's weather today, cloudy, 30% chance of rain this morning. Periods of light snow beginning this afternoon. Risk of freezing rain. Wind becoming northwest 20 km per hour gusting to 40 this afternoon. High 0. UV index 1 or low. Tonight. Periods of light snow ending overnight then clearing. Risk of freezing drizzle this evening. Wind north 30 km per hour gusting to 50. Low minus 10. Wind chill minus 8 this evening and minus 17 overnight. In case you missed it, Weyburn, the Weyburn Wildlife Federation will be hosting a 3D archery shoot at the Goodwater Rink on Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. Registration for the shoot will be open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day, and there will be a concession on the site. The Weyburn Comp Eagles junior boys and girls basketball teams both traveled to Foam Lake for a tournament this weekend. The next action for both teams is this weekend when they host a combined tournament in the Eagles gym. The girls kick things off against Melville at 4 p.m. on Friday and the boys play Swift Current at 8:30 p.m. The Weyburn Police Service responded to 71 calls for service during the week of January 30th through February 5th, resulting in a total of 24 charges. Of the charges, 14 were laid under the Criminal Code of Canada, 7 under the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act, CDSA, and 3 under the Traffic Safety Act, TSA. The majority of criminal charges resulted from the execution of a search warrant on a residence within the city on 3rd Avenue South on Friday. Suggestions for your reading list: the federal government has made an offer to the provinces of $196 billion over 10 years in healthcare funding. The initial indication from the premiers, who met Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and other leaders of the federal government on Tuesday afternoon in Ottawa, is the funding offer is well short of the $28 billion a year increase in the Canada Health Transfer that they had been seeking. A novel therapy developed for Alzheimer's disease, previously shown to significantly slow the progression of the disease and, in some instances, reverse cognitive decline, will be tested in a Phase 2 clinical trial at the University of Saskatchewan, USASC. Saskatchewan underestimated how many rapid antigen tests were needed during the height of the fourth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, while also touting the tests as a key part of its plan to halt transmission of the virus, internal emails indicate. Documents obtained under Freedom of Information laws show the province emailing Health Canada in September and October 2021 asking for millions more tests than were originally requested. Did you know? Join our daily news network, and sign up to receive the SASKTODAY newsletter. The newsletter will arrive in your email, with the top stories highlighted for your reading pleasure. Got news? Send it to the Weyburn Review, Weyburn This Week at editor@weyburnreview.com.